to the God of Our Nation program, Against All Odds, Kingdom Economics. Trust God with your life and share the little you have for others to live. The righteous shall live by faith. In the past few months, our beloved nation had to endure the global pandemic COVID-19. In spite of it all, we choose to make a difference where we can. Or visiting frontline personnel who work tirelessly away from their families so we could be safe and sound with our loved ones. Whether we assisted our town councils and communities with charity work of any kind, or simply saved meals and items we would throw away to share with people on our streets and those who work tirelessly through the nights. Help give and share with faith the little that you have to people around you. From those you just walk by every day to neighbors who silently struggle to put a meal on their table, the smallest things can make the biggest impact. Stay tuned to this episode as we learn more about kingdom principles against all odds.
God, according to His word, will meet your every need.
Hallelujah.
You are worrying because you are serving a God you do not know. If you know this God, then you know what we are talking about from this platform.
He is a God against all odds, which means that whatever that you're going through today, He is your God. It may be sickness, it may be financial loss, it may be any other things that have been challenging your life today, or whatever odds that you're sitting on, I would like you to believe and receive today that He is that God against all odds.
Chovesa, hallelujah, Randin Taltalangase El Noah, and Taltalangase Tukana and Antinena, and Taltalvika in Hawaii, Don Bulavinaka and the Singapore Nikua. We can allow it in the world to my Pennsylvania, Washington, D.C., my New York, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Sabuno, the Mangawaro to my America, come to my Seattle, come to Kedanangon, ini viti ini do sara 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 tumai serebi ke matawale antikara do mulu menaga ortonongone en sika binaga ni kuwa hallelujah hallelujah tal tal gasi na itini gerandini kem donongone do mulu menaga mai sielo hallelujah okela ni kenda sabi akama taga tiga mai zaki kira mau ike ni matau ni mulu menaga en sika binaga ni kuwa vikenda na waro tumai viti login tumai ni sanga ni New Methodist Christian Fellowship with this 1 hour we belong to one church and we have one head and his name is Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the God of our Nation program. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Normally this program will be led by Randini Gosilebu and I'll be cutting in and out and the Sigmina Ganikua. After that then we have the Holy Communion. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. For those of you who do not believe in God, those who do not have any regards for God, sometimes you begin to listen and wonder, is there a truth in this God? Well, we're here in Eastern, in Osori, and if you're out of the country, not of Fiji, and you're listening in today, and you may be like, well, I always say every Sunday, maybe smoking away or drinking a cup of coffee, you don't know God, nor have you heard about him, not even wanting to believe in him. This morning we heard testimonies, and there's a particular testimony from ASP Rogers' daughter, Esther, thank you. And that testimony, I believe, it can go for those who do not believe in God. You worship idol. Some of you, maybe you worship idol. Some do not worship anything at all. But this morning we stand here to declare that there is a God and his name is Jesus. So whatever that you may be facing, whatever that you're going through, you know, there are certain things that your secular world can't supply or can't provide. There are certain things that you can go to the counselor for you to be guided and, you know, in whatever that you do. But for us who believe in God, we believe in a power that is greater than any other thing. And that is the name of Jesus we want to offer you this morning. So if you're one of those many ones who do not believe in God at all, today we would like to say hello, thank you for peeping in and stay there for just a few minutes just to listen to the gospel truth that there is no other God like him. Like what Agasilebe has mentioned today, we welcome to all the New Methodists all over the world and also Fiji wide. I always admire my husband because he knows all the geographical and everything. I'm very poor in geography. I get lost in the mention of those countries, although Sana and Avusa. But for those of you that are tuning in today, like what I said, who do not believe or do not belong to New Methodists, this is a moment that we would like to embrace you and say to you, hello, thank you. Pour your coffee out. We usually have Holy Communion. And I believe that some of you as a family who do not go to church at all has begun to join us with the Holy Communion. A few feedback that I receive are two families to the most. They don't go to church at all. They don't belong to a denomination. But they have made Sunday to be their Holy Communion from home as a family. If you are one of those two families, or if you're one of the many families that we don't know, this morning we would like to also encourage you and say hello to you. Thank you for joining us. And thank you for believing in a God that we're going to share with you today.
The Bible says, do not worry about anything.
Hallelujah.
Because that is the characteristic of Gentiles. Those that believe in God, worry is not in their dictionary because they trust in God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The Bible says, don't worry and say, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear?
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, because that is the characteristic of Gentiles, they don't have any God. And for those that they don't have any God, they walk with worries. Worries is their partner for life. When you have Jesus, I mean, Jesus is talking. He said, our Heavenly Father knows exactly what you want before you even say.
Hallelujah.
So why worry of tomorrow? Tomorrow should worry for you. We don't worry for our lunch today. We don't worry about our food. We used to worry before. Even we hold good job in the circle world. Good pay, but we worry. Why? Because we don't have any relationship with Jesus. We go to church just like any other person. But the worries sometimes supersede the resource that we have.
Hallelujah.
So when we talk today, the kingdom principle or the kingdom, the end time financial or the against all odds, we are just trying. We want to share with you, please trust in this God.
Amen.
If you can trust in this God, then worries will be taken away from you. You are worrying. See, some face I can see you are worrying. The reason why you are worrying, because you don't trust anyone. We are not worrying. Turo ka sindo lu kana na lobster na super way. Ime la ko na bakalaba ni ko sa overflow. Emeni. Emeni. Because when you trust in God, he knows exactly what shirt you want to wear, the trousers that you want to wear. You know that God is so concerned about your detail every day. Don't ever think that God is not worried or not concerned about the food on your table.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, everything that you worry about and you that you need, God knows. That's why we need to have faith in God.
Na kaka na lomeni no mukovate lala mbeka na tanga ni flower elala na waiwai elala na freezer esana kai tu imali ko kila na namurai esengeni ndona kai tu kikia waka kome loma langa taka na dhaba na roji kito na ndona mazawa kuna vika kai wasa chiku vika ndenga sile wina mataka ni singeni kwa enda sa toru maya na kai senga vika ndenga sama ivaka na noma sa kauta na nomu waka sama e kauta na nomu kaukawa e kauta na nomu ndu imbala tiku kila ni singeni ndona kai tiku ina ndina na ina wasirikala wa kai chiku vika ndaru nikuwa mendaru kaku ni ndu inga unga wana kami ndaru kani ni singeni mataka uiko ndabitu kani kwa ni mataka ina gezaka zaka taki kwa ya uiko bambauta na nomu kalawe kalawu ni kuwa kalawu ni mataka kalawu ni vimusiga kebe ni mataka. You need to trust in the Lord according to the truth of his words in Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding. Look, your understanding is when you look, nothing is there. My understanding will tell me no chicken. Amen. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. What ways? What ways? The way that you're sitting here. You are acknowledging God. You wake up in the morning, do kabirto na makumbungu. Don't worry about anything else. Sit up and tell God, Lord, I thank you for today. Don't speak long. Just tell him, Lord, I thank you for today. Thank you for looking after me last night. And before you go to sleep, you say to yourself, call out to God and say, for them to hear the Holy Spirit. They're very young, but I want them to know who this God is. You may be logging in today. You may be saying, okay, what are they talking about? We're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, it's better for me to go. The Lord Jesus said, it's better for him to go. Why? So he can allow his Holy Spirit to be yours and ours. To be yours and ours. Whether you like it or not, he's there with you. Hallelujah. Na nondali sesi ni tukuni rawa. Na senga esenga ni tukuni rawa. Kwaya kwa edhani program chikina matatiko God of Nation against all odds, economics. Amen. It's a kingdom. What is the kingdom? The kingdom of God. Then if it's a kingdom, then who is the king? Jesus is the king of kings. Hallelujah. Every kingdom has a king. Amen. Na nondali kingdom economics. He is the king. He is the financial controller. Okoa ogana sekano milabo, kwa mbulina ilabo, kwa mbulina kakedanga. Oh, hallelujah. Elabu na kaya, elaku tala na fiakchi ngeadu mebibiko. Okoya, eka mbula mbula mebibiko. Vamba uti kwa manda. Vamba uti kwa Eastern, believe in this God. Kakuni kwa lalilai, kuni kundanda tubu. Amen. Sabakanda, sabakanda, mata malumulu mutu haesengi nito miko, oko viti, esen. Amen. Wukibe kwa esamu, kabe kwa esamu, kuni kwa mata malumulu mutu kusini nito miko na COVID-19. Hallelujah. You need to believe in this God. You need to trust him. Trust him, acknowledge him in all your ways. Amen. Do not love money. Get away from the love of money. Hallelujah. Get away from the love of money. Be content. Be content with what you have. Never will I leave you and never will I forsake you. Hallelujah. Ni saga na lava, kwa na saga ni biti kureva. Vita leke saga na lava. Lakume bango na COVID, you lost your job. Fine. Amen. Iko lu saga na madaka na kiko kabe, mukanga yuko set. I'm good. Kako ba kanto ni ba kama kama yali na lomo ni yali na madaka na senga. Emeni, lemana zagadaka, do not entertain the love of money. But the Kaviku Lobu Kalo, never will I leave you and never will I forsake you. Your God is there with you. Your prayer, your thought, your heart. Above you are touching a Makumuka Keraton living, no one in devotion, Gagatu Berto. You know, when you look, I mean, that's just practical for any human being. When you look, it's not there, you can tell me. It's not here. I know you will tell me it's not there. Because rightfully, it's not there. But you need to allow your heart to believe this God and get your heart to override your mind. That's a battleground. You fight in your mind. You believe in your heart, but you fight in your mind. Amen. He'll fight with you. Why? Because you believe in your heart that it's going to be good, but your mind physically, you says it's no money. Hey, my red light is coming on my fuel. Physically, you look and there is none. But you believe in God. Allow your faith and your heart. Override your mind. Fight. Hallelujah. He called the dead to life. Your God, you serve, call the dead to life. You condemn it to the corner, Kalandaru Garaba, El Pasa, Erandurina Bula. Hallelujah. He called the dead to life. Get the choir. He called things that are not as though they are. You condemn it to go from this side right up to this side. Sini dobe kendangalala, wili kino kwe wosu kino go. Emeni, sini dobe kendangalala, tuna non the need, tuna non the nrendre. Yeah, we're going through a lot of things. Today, at the altar, on the Holy Communion, when you leave, you believe in your heart. You will call, it will happen. Call things as they are. Kesangana labu, call money. Kesangana toa, call toa. Kesangana society, call society. Hallelujah. Kesangana credit, call. Call and call. How can I call? When you know him, he becomes your life. I know who I am in him. I know who he is here. I believe the same God that we are talking about this morning can also be us. He's a full package. He's never a half package. Take him today because you must trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Seek ye first. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1 verse 17, when we start from 16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because the gospel is the power of God.
Oh.
Bring salvation to those that believe, first to the Jews and then to the Gentiles, because it is written, the righteous shall live by faith.
Hallelujah.
She's talking about calling. She's talking about making things they are that they are not.
Hallelujah.
Because of your living style, because of your characteristic, you have the faith to call. You don't have any negative mind to believe what you see. And don't ungori lala tu na bausi yen andina ngo.
Hallelujah.
Aura wata na kake na ngana buku Kristo. And don't uti ngori ni ku sa dengu mai na zaga ka yen andina ngo. Au sa lagu mai me rao na bula me rao ngale busara. And don't uti ngori lala tu na kobate yen andina ngo.
Oh hallelujah.
And don't uti ngori ni ko ya okoliadi tura ngando wala e tuawa. And don't uti ngori yen andina ngo nungu kalo ele bula ke mai bi ko na tuawa.
Hallelujah.
And don't uti ngori ni sa lala na yen andina ngo e multiply na flower bata kina waini endo nutiko na kako dhuruma yen andina ngo e mbula tiko na klo.
Hallelujah.
That's why we are so confident in talking about God wherever we are, whatever denomination that we go to or invited to, in whatever platform that we stand. Unwa kede kera undurikina kera wato na katiko na mbula na klo e rawata na kake denga.
Hallelujah.
That's why Paul said, I go through a lot of lifestyle, but I can do all things in Christ Jesus who has strengthened me. Amen.
Hallelujah.
E kaot Elijah vi kwa na maramu ni sarifadi. Me saka ma indona keki. Tuna kwa sabosa na indona iluku flower. Kino wai wai sabole lai. Ya, kwa vya ma ina tengu keki. Menanga inrolo tiko na wai wai. Kananga isaka ni wapi rao na flower. endonu tikongori ni lele ina flower endonu tikongori sa lele ina waiwai endonu tikongori sa wututi ni kaka na nukania ia nandina ngo my God is a prize of everything my God continue my God is a God of provision edano kukwe kuchera na kalousa pangarotaka na panino tutikume na mukilau etare na 200 ngei wate runa mula sa runa na expenses 35,000 endonu ya $200 in our pocket and don't we start with $200 and nandino go e pagao tiene kalou na 35,000 e come we are because we don't want to look at the logic we don't want to look at what we have we look at God the provider of your life that you are sitting here he is God do not worry and say what we shall we eat
hallelujah
what shall we drink what shall we wear Adaba que tu tuvo que ser leu. ¿Cómo andan y te rogan y voy a ser leu? Te rogan mando que se llama su mai.
Oh, hallelujah.
También cómo andan toque sabe tú no. Sari leu la numu religious. You know, sometimes we are too religious. We don't want to deal with the real thing.
Hallelujah.
¿Qué meni? Na religious go. Eh, otal tal es sinima akote. Ana religious. ¿Qué meni? Obvio va akote ma yese sari katakata. Hallelujah. Kuni boga too religious because you'll be like a Pharisee and the scribes. Oyi komo ba tandi na takigo yu sa ko yu sa na ko tabito gori. Oyi ko dina gori. Tari ko to sa mo yu ko dina gori. So mo di ba kul kul tu ga ni ko lo mai lotu. Sa nga mo yu ko mai kandi na mai kandi na mai. Na ga itu ko tembara na buno ni vila li ga buno ni ketta mai.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Kandi na mai yu komo kandi na mai. Kandi na mai. Ba kandi na takigo mai. Mal to ko na buni ndira. Ni ko ba kandi na takigo na kalongo na ndina ni beko.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Kuni baga tayle buta ki kerau, kuni baga ta wari wata ki kerau. Wa kandi na ta, iko mondi na mai. Hey mani, sorry mina ganatu.
Hallelujah. Na Numbers 23:19, eka weekend or na kloy. This is a promise for everybody that is here today. You know, your God is not a man to lie, nor son of man to change his mind. Whatever he promised, he shall fulfill. If you have a Bible like we do, the same lyrics, the same word, the same everything. Remember, there is a book that is different from all other book ever written, ever created on the face of the earth. It's totally different. Every word, every verse is alive. Why? John 1:1, in the beginning there was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And if I can think about some book, The breath of God is in on every verse. And that's why he's confident to say, I am not a man. Hallelujah. To lie. No son of man to change my mind. Make sure I have. So you memorize on the word of God. You trust in the word of God. That's your in actual fact, that's your life, your source. Eva kada la kita kada kyo kube isto miti kwa ya kwa raga mada warua mada wandua wulandua kwa ngo kube isto mina be singa. Amen. Bila tu kwa basa tunga eliu tiko kwa ya mer muda gani kila what you need he knows. O kwa saliu mi kwa ruta kwa miko iko cruise. Why? Because you believe in God. Look, I know who this God is. If you don't know and you're still doubting him, I ask of you today, trust him, believe in him. Wakati konga sebe kebe kem na lebe na bi lai lebe tendo mani boss. Lichu ndo ni kosa kabe antiros. Sangusu sana ni kai tele bu kwe lichu ngo. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's a gifting God has given you from this place. And Natalia ni sebe kem ni nukilo. Ni ndo boss. Amen. Ingwana ni sono ngona kem ni boss kem ni sangwe le daba. Nadaba indina, nadaba ilasi, nadaba bilani, nadaba... Amen. Hallelujah. Mbalete kia mene sawakia mbata tunga. Senga kwa lakani kala wikuli sinro ni wakia. Okongo alako nga nonona lako. Nonona lain. Kwa lako baka tontonu. So niko tiku nikuwa kakuwa tala niko wakia. Torikuwa imatua. Torikuwa ndi. Mbalete kwa na nomu inui mula. You know your parents will fail you. School system will fail you.
Yeah.
Work will fail you. This God will never ever fail you. He's going to be with you now and forever because he is your God. So you need to do that. On the verse 20, I like the verse 20. I love the verse 20. And come again on the numbers 19:20. I have received the command to bless. I'll say, Vingoma no bakaro mohi and the bibakarotaki. I cannot reverse it. Okwa imundanga ko me blessa ki kwa sereta jubi kwa na koko me reverse tak. Amen. That's a spoken word.
Hallelujah. Que va casa revis tip ta kokwa na command from God. Me me blessed ki. E sega tele tibi kwa na kokwa mer kwestak. Pa kai kenda. Sana de blessed ki ndwa. Sana de kenda lu venda kwa na tele ndere ki rezengu. Ndona be kamendo vina ki kwa na za ki bi ko zengu. Emeli. Hallelujah. E va to ya na ndo bulo kenda. Ye na kalongo no. Once he has received the command to bless, no one living on the face of the earth can reverse that because it's yours. Amen. Lebo re de mena ni metedi sara ka o lebo na non rtela sanga sanga ni tela lebo ngana ni tobo kambota. Amen. Lebo na ka da ka tulo mani ministry ngo wili kina na voli ni TV station. E sanga ni tone labo. Amen. E bi ba rota ki ngako na tobo kalo ni bambota. So if you're one of the men you're logging in today, you know you used to be one of the ones. Amen. In those early stage of the ministry you used to say, they must be worshiping something else. You know, at one point in time, I was at the hangar. I worked for Air Pacific then. And on this third floor, I met this lady. We worked together. She is one of the officers in our marketing. I was waiting for everybody to go before I come and see you. And I said, okay, come. And I was sitting in my corner office. She came and she said, I want to ask you something, dear. You know, we were having grog in Suva with my husband, with our friends. He said, yes, what that has got to do with me. Sangevango Koya, we heard in that conversation we were having that you people serve a mermaid. Hallelujah. And you must be one of the many you're logging in today. You once said that we serve a mermaid. Praise the Lord. So I turned to her and I said, okay, you know, looking at your file, you've got a degree. She said, yes, this is the position here. Yes, that's your desk. Yes. Okay, with that mantle, without the Holy Spirit, just that mantle, Do you believe that as we pray here, I pray for the devotion, I pray for whatever refreshment that we have, do you believe that any human being will be worshiping those kind of things when we talk the name of Jesus? But if you choose to believe that, then that's your call. That lady is no longer here today. Amen. So you may be one of the ones who spoke those words out of ignorance because you cannot believe. How can that be? Hallelujah. Mankind or human beings of Fiji for that matter or even the whole global on Facebook, you cannot understand what God can do. You try and look for reason why that is happening. You know, the reason of faith is very difficult to explain. We cannot explain faith. If we say, okay, I'm going to walk in there and own that, and I believe that somebody will meet me halfway. Like what we said, when we bought the 50% of the TV station, we never had that kind of money. The first initial payment, and I know that Stanley Simpson is also watching the program this morning. The very first payment that is required is 50,000. The whole of the bank account of the ministry, Auntie Mary Davatinavala was the executive manager then. I know you're logging in this morning. We only had 30,000. That step of faith, that 20,000, God did that. That's hard to explain. How do you explain it? I cannot explain it. How can I explain God's power? How can I explain that? Hallelujah. So you're logging in today, you're watching today, and all of you that are here in Eastern, and all of the new Methodists, look, don't ever doubt. God has done it. He will do it again. You've seen with your eyes what God has done. He will continue to do that. Take. When you are in New Methodist, 50% of the job is done. Indirectly speaking, I'm trying to tell you, God has anointed the ministry with that calling, with that provision. Half of the job is done. 50%. So the volume of your receiving depends on your next 50% of working. Amen. Amen. So believe in this God and trust in this God, because he's not a man to lie nor son of man to change his mind. You need to believe in him. And he says in Jeremiah 29:11, I alone know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you, never ever to harm you, to bring about the future that you hope for. Look, don't talk about other things, unnecessary things. Try and talk about the things of God. When you look at somebody that is very negative, a lot of things you have a mouthful to say, close your mouth and pick on the good things and edify. Amen. In new Methodist, train your mind, train your eyes, and train your mouth. Be positive as you speak. When you look, look at the positive. Don't ever capture negative. If we have to highlight the negative, recommend another way for that person to be a positive. Amen. I am saying on a condition that we can not allow. Now we were talking about the masu, But if you go with the sound, can you go to the cab? Cancel the chicken and no blessing. We can start with some of the cab. Sibiroch in the law.
Sharon would be can the Boston Nicolo and Sienikua. Sanga Wato weekend and London Ding Dingy. Cabi can the Voltambuka Sharon of the Nongosa. Kakakakin and Donaka. Satomatavuku. Satoto Watakin do Satara Norvale and Del Nivatu. Ike vaga indo sarongo dono gubosa, kasi nita kabo kinendo na ka, sa tomata lilia, sa tuto bata indo na tomata sa tarano na vale, ndel ninuku, ni na tau na uda, dogo na ndo mbui, na liwa na dangi, na tambaga na vale kwa ya, ia, enam vale, sa kale una na nam vale, sa bimbuli eni vika nda turangir marama, dorbo kinu wanilewa, ena muno li mugo New Zealandi, na boso nikalu enda sarongo da, na numati kwa nga, tuvo garo tu na New Methodist Christian Fellowship na vingara bi nonda mbula ena singa bina gani kwa ngingiri ngiri ngaini ena namba sa tukuni oti tukwa redake wakalunga teki kia ndena turanga ena singa bina gani kwa emeni